Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Oh, my God, it's all go in the Doctor Who world, isn't it? Now, I know I haven't done any bonuses in a while, but I figured I'd save up all the reveals and excitement because some of them are spoilers, and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, even though there's lots of spoilers out there. So it has been officially revealed, obviously, that David Tennant and Catherine Tate will be back as the Doctor and Donna. Ryan posted onto Facebook saying, what are your theories about this fabulous Adam Richard? Will Donna get her memories back? Will Dr. Donna make a reappearance? So many questions and too much time to wait. And a big fast smiling face emoji. I do have many theories, but they're probably all wrong. I mean, Russell D. Davis himself posited about 14 different things that could be going on. My presumption is that it's going to happen at a time when they were still traveling together. So it's not like, you know, the Doctor's come back and then found Donna and kind of shaken her awake or anything. Like, it'll just be another adventure we didn't see, because it's not like a soap opera. You know, there's plenty of gaps. It could have been something that happened before they went to turn left. Oh, my God, turn left, so good. So is Midnight. Like, there's so many good episodes in that series. I want to come back and watch them all. So I don't think it'll be Donna getting her memories back and then blowing up the universe. I think it might be just we're seeing them from a point before they've been, before they've all the terrible things happened at the end, which we did watch when, you know, all of the planets got blown up and everyone was driving the TARDIS, like everyone. So that's kind of my honest belief, is that it's just another adventure they're having where they happen to bump into this current Doctor. Whether there are other Doctors, it might just be the 10th Doctor and the 14th Doctor. Like, I don't know. There've been a lot of leaks going on. They're filming in London filming actually in Camden, at Camden Market, which is weird because normally they film in Cardiff. But they have changed production companies, obviously. They're now being made by Bad Wolf Productions, who make His Dark Materials, and they made I Hate Susie and a bunch of other stuff. So it's a different production company, so I guess they can do whatever they want with their money, because this is what happens. like, I work on a co-production at the ABC, and what happens is they fork over a lot of money and the company does whatever it can do within that budget. It's kind of at their discretion, really, how it works. If they want to go off to London and film in London, that's what they're going to do, which they have, and there's been many photos leaked on the internet. So don't go there if you don't want things spoiled. There is one person who is in the in the footage that's obviously being shot at the moment, who I'm not going to mention, even though it has been posted everywhere, even including in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. But if anyone posts any of that stuff at me on Twitter, I block them. Because I don't want spoilers. So one other thing that has come out of the filming is they announced who the new companion is. The 14th Doctor's companion, played by Yasmin Finney, who appears in Heartstopper on Netflix, which is a show that Matt from Patreon is constantly trying to get me to watch because he says it's lovely and he thinks I would love it. But I haven't seen it. Just like I haven't seen Sex Education. Mainly because I feel like maybe I've reached that age where watching shows about school kids having adult relations is weird. Like, it's, you know, like I had no problem, you know, even a couple of years ago watching Riverdale and was like, yeah, I'm mad for hot Archie. But now I'm like, and that feels weird. Like, I'm 51. Like, it feels weird watching teenagers, you know, doing things. Is that, I don't know what's happened to me. Am I just like old and a fuddy duddy? Anyway, it's apparently a very good show. And I, you know, it's based on a series of graphic novels. And I'm sure it's amazing. I just feel a bit odd about it. Watching school kids. Maybe because it's so far away from my lived experience that I can't even remember it. Or maybe it's like I could have something to do with the fact that I'm currently at university studying with people who barely finished high school, like, you know, 18 months ago. Some of them only finished, you know, last year, depending what class I'm doing. So I'm kind of surrounded by those people. So it's kind of, yeah, I'm kind of feel like I'm making distance for myself. I don't know what it is. It's a weird thing where I find it strange. Anyway, Yasmin, I know it's weird that Yaz is a character in the current series and Yaz is now also the actor playing a character. But just to make it even more confusing, the character she's playing is Rose. I know, it's confronting. But I guess, you know, there's many Jennies. We've had the many Jennies theory. There's been many Jennies in Doctor Who, so there can be more than one Rose, surely. But yeah, it's you know, I'm sure she's not playing Rose Tyler. Yasmin, by the way, is a trans actor, which I think is great. So I'm wondering whether Rose is a trans character. Like, we don't know, like, whether it's going to be like the Redacted series where that's quite clear, or whether it's just barely mentioned, which apparently it's not mentioned much in Heartstopper from what people have said. So it's just sort of, you know, oh yeah, that's a fact, but that's all it is. Anyway, there is a one of the leaked set photos seems to involve Rose, the new Rose, meeting the 10th Doctor. They're there at the TARDIS together. So obviously there's some kind of crossover business going on, and I can't quite tell, but I'm like, I can't see if that's who I think it is in that photo, but I'm really crossing my fingers that Donna's mum comes back. Because, you know, I love the mums. I'm mad for the mums. Sylvia is one of the greatest mums. Jacqueline King, who plays Sylvia as well, is in the one of the Torchwood spin-offs from Big Finish and plays God of all people. I think it's called God Among Us. It's an ongoing kind of storyline that they had going with all the Torchwood box sets. And she's great. Like, she's like such a great actor. Like, just a really kind of powerful performance. And yeah, she's amazing. So I would love to see Sylvia back. Maybe more, Eve. I'd love to see Sylvia back more than I would love to see Donna. Is that wrong? Although I'm really excited about Donna coming back. But yeah, so that's our new companion. It's very exciting. How do you feel about it? Have you kept up to date with who the new companion is? Had like what if this is some kind of weird multiverse business, and it is Rose Tyler, but a different Rose Tyler? Because that was one of the things that happened in the Rose Tyler Big Finish audio that I listened to, where she met her multiversal self. She basically went and met Pete at one point, her dad, who died in her universe. And she went to another universe, and Pete did not have a daughter called Rose, but she had a son who Rose tried to crack onto briefly before realizing that basically this was her, but a boy. So, I mean, that is something that might happen. And, you know, maybe that's the other thing that could be happening. Like, maybe this is not really the Doctor and Donna that we know. Maybe this is a multiversal Doctor and Donna. Who knows? What if this is the Metacrisis Doctor and he's found that world's Donna who is not, you know, in danger of blowing up because she's not going to explode. There's a theory. What if this is the Metacrisis Doctor who, you know, is coming out, like has gotten bored with Rose? or maybe something terrible's happened. You know, Russell T. Davis does this. He kills off people that we love, and it's horrible. But, yeah, what if this is the Metacrisis Doctor finally built his TARDIS that he'd been meaning to build all this time? Because didn't he get the little bit of coral to build it from, has finally grown his TARDIS and found the Donna of that universe, and they've now travelled to the other universe. Oh, my God. I'm blowing my mind with my own theory. All right. I'm going to do some more wrapping up of Pirate Month in the next episode. I'd love your thoughts and your theories. Send them at me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.